Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you from Prayer Mountain near Branson, Missouri. And today we have dear brother Gene Wiseman. And I want to tell you right here before he gets started that you're going to do best if you catch up on the whole week. So you can go back online at billybrim.org and you can listen to this week's radio broadcast. Another archive you want to check is August 31st, 2011, when he was with us here at our prayer service, our streamed prayer service. And you'll really get a lot out of that. Brother Wiseman?
Greetings.
Shalom.
I want to start with reading a verse of Scripture in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, verse 1. Follow. Get that first word, follow. Now, when I say follow here, I'm not talking about lagging behind. I'm not talking about being the tail. But I'm talking about being in pursuit after something.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the way the Amplified says it, eagerly pursue. But anyway, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. If you're a believer, or actually you can do it even if you're an unbeliever, but we'll say if you're a believer, ask yourself this question. Are you desiring spiritual gifts? You know, I meet very few people that will turn down a gift. And most everybody is ready to receive some kind of gift. But there are gifts of the Holy Spirit that belongs in the church.
Yes, they're for purpose.
And you know, I think maybe you and I were discussing it earlier, it's that the gifts are not to take away from the Word.
No, they go together.
One will enhance the other. Mm-hmm. My wife, when she is getting ready to go someplace, she likes to accessorize.
Mm-hmm.
And she herself puts as much emphasis on the accessories as she does the suit mm-hmm. she's wearing. Mm-hmm. And the gifts of the Spirit will accessorize our meetings.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
they just enhance the Word of God. And
that's a good way to put it.
I like the way the Amplified has that verse, eagerly pursue and seek to acquire this love. Make it your aim, your great quest. Now, reading this, it's not that we don't have the love of God. The Bible said the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
But this love's got to come to full manifestation.
Has to be manifested.
Make it your aim, your great quest, and earnestly desire and cultivate the spiritual endowments, those gifts. You know, I want to turn one page in my Bible to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 31. Covet mm-hmm. the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Now reading that from the Amplified, earnestly desire and zealously cultivate the greatest and best gifts and graces, the higher gifts and the choicest gifts. And yet I will show you a still more excellent way, one that is better by far, and the higher of them all, love. Mm-hmm. I see a relation here with the Word and the Spirit.
Surely.
You could almost say the Word and the Spirit's married.
Mm-hmm.
But the Word and the Spirit being married and becoming one, they're going to birth something.
Mm-hmm.
And
that birth is
going to be such a move of love, mm-hmm. love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for the Word. Thank God for the gifts. We need all of that to bring us into what God has for us today.
Yes.
I'm sure you've heard me share this, and it's only one of many. But I feel like in this day and hour that we live in, it's a good illustration to give. Because there are a lot of people that's wrestling now out there in the world with suicidal spirits.
Mm.
And but there was a meeting in High Point, North Carolina a few years ago, and a minister that I grew up under, and incidentally, the minister that I grew up under, he used to speak of Brother Hagin, and he really recognized Brother Hagin as a real man of God. Mm-hmm. And but this particular minister was preaching in High Point, North Carolina, and there was a gentleman sitting in the meeting there. No one knew him. He just is one of those people that the Holy Ghost pulled in. Now, this is the gifts of the Spirit in operation. This is what I would call the word of knowledge. Mm-hmm. The word of knowledge can give you a word of some knowledge that you can't pick up in the natural. It mm-hmm. takes that gift, that Spirit. Mm-hmm. Well, the minister was ministering, and he walked down through the center aisle. And this particular gentleman was sitting on the edge, you know, on a
end row.
Mm-hmm. Yes, end row. That minister stopped, and he just stood there and held his hand out. He wasn't looking at the gentleman. He was just looking straight forward. And he spoke these words, "Hand me the gun." That gentleman sat there, and he just sat in a frozen position, ignoring him. Now, this preacher spoke again, "Hand me the gun." That gentleman kept sitting there as if he was ignoring him. That preacher was operating in the gift of, I would call, the word of knowledge. And something we really need is discerning of spirits. Mm-hmm. And he spoke it the third time. He said, "I've told you the last time, give me that gun." Now, this was not rigged. I know these people, knew the minister, grew up under him mm-hmm. since I was a child. And that man started weeping. A gentleman sitting there on the end row. Sister Billy started weeping and crying, and he put his hand inside his coat, an inward pocket, pulled out a gun, and dropped it on the floor crying. That minister got him and hugged him and held him close as that man wept his way to Jesus. Mm. Now, it wasn't the preaching that got to him there mm-hmm. as much as it was the gift.
Surely.
Now, in saying this, I'm not belittling the preaching of the word. Oh, thank God for the word. It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. But that man began to weep. What had happened? This man had been out that very day, depression, oppression, arguing, fussing, fighting, domestic problems. Bought the gun. He was going back home to kill his family, then himself, suicide. But there was a draw. Do we ever need to pray for our local churches for the drawing,
magnetic
power of God?
Oh,
to draw,
Father, the power of God.
To draw the hard core sinners. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about somebody that just, you know, shot spit wads in the Sunday school class. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about a hardcore sinner. Mm-hmm. But he was riding down the road. There was a lot of cars parked. But the drawing power of God drew him into that building and delivered him.
Yes.
If we've ever needed the gifts of the Holy Spirit in operation, that's one of many. I could go on. And then on the other hand, it thrills me to hear you telling about the meetings that y'all were taught how to put the Word of God into action. See, here's the operation of the gifts, the operation of the Word. But that man did not know about the operation of the Word.
No.
He was depressed. He was lost, bound by a murdering and a suicide spirit.
Yes.
But putting the word to work is for the church. Now, the gifts are to edify the church. But much of the world, when they see
They have to see it.
And do you know it's our job to bring it on display?
Yes.
When they left Egypt, it wasn't just the applying of the blood that saved them, but it was putting the blood on display.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be displayed on the doorpost.
The token, yes.
The token had to be on display. And we there's some things that's got to be brought to the displaying of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
His abilities. That man came to God. Look, it wasn't only him that was saved. His children was rescued.
Yes.
It's a horrible thing for, someone that you know, someone in the family, someone in the community, the man, the woman down the street that looks like the model family, looks like they have everything made, but to find out the next morning on the news, suicide and murder. But it thrills me to hear you talk about and share their testimonies, how this one heard how to put the word into operation. And they stood on it. They spoke the word and the mountain was. I am excited about these upcoming meetings that's going to be aired here.
Yes.
On prayer. I want to say something here. I urge the listeners, don't always sit back and just plan on tapping into it on the internet. If there's any way that you can come to these healing services, I believe these healing services are a part of this outburst.
I believe so too. And you know, we have to manifest, the whole creation is crying out for the manifestation of the sons of God. And God said it is his will that through the church, he displays his power even to the principalities and powers. The world all around us, the people need to see, and the demons need to see. The manifestation of the power of God in the church. We really can't go any further without it, to tell you the real truth. I think we'll be treading water if we don't come on into the manifestation of the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And it's prophesied. The Word, the Holy Ghost wrote the Word. You think the Word and the Spirit don't agree? Of course they agree. We have not got the right to take part of it out. Amen. We don't have the right to discard these chapters on the gifts of the Spirit.
Not at all. Not at all. Do you know, there are some people that's went about as far as they can go. And they've exhausted their ideas.
That's right.
And now it's going to take the Holy Spirit to carry us farther into this ordained time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to take the move of the Spirit. It's the Holy Ghost that changes us from glory to glory to glory until we are in the image of Jesus Christ. And that is what God has said is going to be with the church. That is the edifice he's building. He's building an edifice for the habitation of the Spirit of God. This temple of God that we are is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost has to manifest himself. We're praying for that manifestation. We're expecting that manifestation. We're obeying God here at Prayer Mountain on September the 18th, 3:00 in the afternoon. We're going to stream it, but we're believing God for what Gary Woods saw when he was in heaven. Jesus said to him, there's going to be shortly before I come an outburst of miracles. We're believing God for an outburst of miracles. Outburst. Believe with us. Pray for it. And if you can, be with us on September 18th, 3:00 in the afternoon. Shalom, shalom.